episode, or I guess an episode.
Of
I Call Shenanigans. It's Lee Trouble here with Nacho Cinco. Say what's up, Nacho.
What up? Formerly Nacho Cinco 82, now Nacho 2813.
Can you explain the reasoning behind the 2813?
Actually, and it's actually been 6 months exactly since that. The reason why it's 2813, 2813 is the date I had my liver transplant, which is exactly 6 months from today. So I changed all my handles to Nacho 2813 because that was the single biggest day of my life to this point.
Good deal. And we're in a Starbucks right now because we're ballers and we don't give a fuck right now. All right, so. Right. Fuck up the world. We know we got it. So we got Leo, Elboogie5 on the line with us. Say what's up, Leo. Stupid. All right, we got Miss Bree on the place to be. Say what's up, Bree. That's it. Versace. Versace.
Bike. I actually been saying bike at school, like everything bike, you know, because I work in a high school. If folks out there listening don't know that. I don't talk much about it because, you know, I don't want to get fired like Leo.
Well, damn.
Sorry, Leo. I couldn't help it.
Damn.
No tweets getting me fired, so I got to be anonymous somewhat.
Well, damn. Okay.
No, I remember. No, because that happened to you before, Leo, right? The whole Adidas thing? Yeah, that's the only reason I bring it up.
So you guys have to forgive us for the background noise right now. We're in the Starbucks, and we don't, you know, they can do their thing or whatever, but we're going to press through. You're probably not going to notice most of the noise by the time I mix this out. So anyways, this is our podcast, I Call Shenanigans. We used to do this all the time. Life happened. We all got, you know, been doing our own thing lately, you know. So right now, Calvin got a job. So, so I'm getting settled in. I'm moving to Phoenix right now. So I've been in transition for the last 3 or 4 months. So hopefully once I get settled, this could become a weekly thing. I know people have been asking.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure. Ask that again? What?
No, I live in Chandler. I mean, everything's like 10 to 15 minutes away from everything. So right now we're in the Mill Avenue, which is the heart of ASU. So I feel we feel really nasty recording here because we're Arizona people.
Right.
Walk, go up.
Wow.
That's harsh.
So yeah, but yeah, if and this goes out to our followers too. If you guys come to Phoenix, Scottsdale will be the place that we go.
Yes.
Scottsdale is a lot of fun.
Yes. It's a dairy out there. The milk is pristine.
Yes. It's plenty of beautiful almond milk, soy milk, any type of milk.
Yes.
We prefer the term milk.
Yes. Chocolate milk. I don't know. What other type of milk is there? Vanilla bean cream? What?
You like non fat milk?
Man, Leo, you'll take any type of milk, curdled or not. Let's be honest. You're Leo the parts for a reason.
Yeah, we gotta pull out the tape for that. Gotta pull out the tape, game tape.
Whole fat, curdled. Skim.
Yeah. Good deal. So, anyways, this, our podcast is about basically we talk about random shit. We used to do this all the time. We had a pretty good following. And we're trying to get back with the swing of things. So we talk about random stuff, stuff that happened through our days, our kind of our encounters on Twitter with certain people that I'm not gonna, that I'm not allowed to name anymore. I got my money from the label, so I had to really watch what I say now.
Ooh.
So, can you tell us of some of your famous exploits, I guess, with your friends back in the day, Nacho?
I don't know. Which ones have I told on here? And some of them, I mean, obviously the infamous one that I cannot say on here, which Leo's known of, and Lee has heard of as well.
Don't do that.
So I'm not going to do that one, because if it's true, and in which we think it is, it's kind of a bombshell. I mean, I don't know. Have I told the Ray Allen, he got game ending story?
No.
I guess I could tell that one. Well, let's see. This would have been, 2006. Yeah, I was visiting my friend Channing Frye, who now plays for the Suns. He played for the Knicks his rookie season. And we went out there to visit, and he had a homestand around New Year's. And this is the famous 2005-2006 New York Knicks, 21 wins, Larry Brown. I mean, the biggest cluster F, you know, you can imagine. And we saw them play the Sonics, and this is Ray Allen at, you know, the peak of his torchness, I guess you could say, because he had the biggest flamethrower ever. Anyway, after the game, I think the Knicks won, because they somehow won six games in a row during that time, and they have 21 wins. Anyway, so after the game, or I should go previous to that, 2-3 days before, we were just flipping through the channels, and we caught He Got Game. And, of course, is right at the end, where Jesus, you know, is shooting around by himself, and he shoots the ball, or actually Jake is in the yard shooting. The ball goes over the fence while the guard's about to shoot him, and the ball lands in where Jesus is practicing in Big State. Well, we never knew what that meant. We had no idea. We just thought it was just so weird. So we actually asked Ray himself after the game, and Ray was just, you know, he was really cool about it. Like, he is really, really down to earth. He's real humble. And he's like, oh, cool. And like, no problem. He's like, it means symbolism. And, you know, the ball is finally in my court. I finally have control over my life and my decision making. And that's what that means. And we were just like dumbfounded that Jesus Shuttlesworth himself explained to us the ending of He Got Game. So that was pretty cool. Thank you.
Joe's basketball stories.
Yeah.
Stories.
Sunday.
So that's that. So also, let's get into some podcasting. So something happened last night on Twitter. Well, it happened everywhere, but it kind of broke base on Twitter. There's a singer married to Jay-Z. I refer to her as the leader. She's trying out a new hairstyle because she's a grown woman. And she's the leader. Of course, she can do whatever she wants. She's the leader. She's our leader. She's your leader.
Don't speak ill of the leader.
So, yes, Brie, go ahead. Think that's not her hair?
What are you trying to say, Brie?
Are you speaking ill of the leader? Bay High.
Did she pass the Nia Long test? Because she's kind of like, or the Jada Pinkett Smith short hair test. Yeah, I guess Halle's on that too.
Well, I was like, you should look at Halle Berry. Wait. You like non-fat milk, but you don't like long hair?
Yeah, I don't like long hair because he doesn't want to be anything. He don't
want
fingers.
Wow.
So. All right, call shenanigans. I'm gonna say something in the words of the prophet Young Buck from G Unit. It's all pink when the lights go out. Heyo! So,
that's it.
Now it's like apparently because this whole Beyonce story was on CNN, it was on MSNBC, it was on Good Morning America. Natural hair is taking over.
Yo, natural hair don't care.
I saw that comparison.
Yeah, Miley's kind of owned it. I mean, actually, Miley's kind of taken over everything.
Only in America. She's the reason why I can't have a daughter.
Her dad is Scrooge McDucking in his millions as we speak. Man, are you serious? And the royalties he's getting from that song 20 years ago? Shh. Come on.
Yeah, he's going to eat forever. So.
Was it voluntarily or was it in the act of?
The leaders, this whole scenario is fascinating because the leader is by far the most polarizing figure on Twitter. So when she does something as much as breathe, like people, I guess, take up arms. Like it becomes a full on Kingdom of Heaven crusade protecting the name of the leader. Oh, yes.
Sassy Twitter bike.
Yeah. Lay to the gods.
Yeah, can we talk about Shea? Okay. I'm completely oblivious. What in the dog nation is Shea Butter? Is this like Nutella, but like not Nutella? What is it? So they don't actually eat the Shea Butter. This is just...
You
this
can't
is
put this butter on your toast.
So it's like Vaseline. You're not supposed to eat it's you're not supposed to eat it, but you can. It tastes good, not that I would know. Okay. All right, I'm glad we clarified that up because I hear the Shea Butter War is going on Twitter and I'm just at a loss.
That shit is real too. That the rivalry.
But you know what? It comes in
Yeah. Oh, that was. Not to a lesser extent, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we were just talking about that.
It's kind of funny because our podcast got thrown out in that war, and I'm like, okay, well, first of all, we've been doing this a year before this whole radio war started off. Second of all, we're not really like a podcast. This is something we just do when we feel like it. We're not competitive. We don't do this on an everyday basis. No structures, no format. We don't play games. And the people we invite on the show, I think the only famous person was Big Pooh.
Yep.
So, like, we're not whoring for guests or anything. What? Good deal. Good deal. I'm glad to see him still doing music and stuff. And from what I've seen, it seems that he's still getting a lot of attention for it. So, big shout out to Big Pooh. Good deal. And I had a chance to meet Zoe a while back. I met him about a month ago. He came out to Tucson. Good dude. Real cool dude, man. So shouts out to Zoe, man. Cop that man made. Yeah, man, that's a good dude, man. Real cool dude. Shouts out to Zell. So,
what's his dinner with
them? Chocolate. Okay. So, are any of you guys into this Orange Is the New Black show?
Oh, I am. Has anybody else seen it other than me?
Orange Is the New Black?
Have you seen all 13? Oh man, it's fantastic. It really is. It's odd, and I bring everything back to The Wire because that's just how I am. But you look at some of the shows, the most popular, best shows that are out right now. You look at Breaking Bad, and you look at that show. They both take beats from The Wire. They're almost beat for beat, and they get so much great. And they deserve it. I'm not hating on those shows because they're fantastic. But it's just like you see the influence of The Wire on these shows, and that's the attention The Wire always deserved when it was out and never got.
Yeah. HBO has like a
I was reading an article. They actually passed on Mad Men. Did you guys know that? HBO had it first because Matthew Weiner's an executive producer on Sopranos, and he actually filmed the pilot during the last season of the Sopranos on their lot, and HBO passed on it.
Mad Men?
Yeah, so Mad Men was supposed to be on HBO.
Wow.
Mad Men
would have
been so epic on HBO.
Oh, man. Yeah, can you... Oh, I'm kind of mad now. We missed out on so much gratuitous boobage.
Yeah, and you know what? With HBO... Shouts out to Christina Hendricks.
Yes.
But HBO, they've had a chokehold on a lot of great shows as of late. They're riding a good wave right now. So,
could we talk about Breaking Bad? You guys watch?
I don't watch Breaking Bad.
Leo?
I have no friends. I have no friends.
Oh man, Heisenberg, Spike.
Say my name.
Man, Heisenberg. I can't wait. Do we know what's happening? I mean, I've read a bunch of articles taking Vegas prop bets on what they think is going to happen.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's either going to be a really jippy ending, like a Newhart type of ending. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the ending of that show. He just wakes up and the entire series was a dream. And I've heard one conspiracy that, you see, if you watch the beginning of season 5, it's a flash forward to apparently the end where you see him going into the car and getting this big old shotgun. Even though it doesn't make any sense of the time constraints, somebody wrote that, what if he ends up as witness protection as the dad with Malcolm in the Middle?
What the hell?
Because he's the dad for Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, that's right.
So what if he were to end the show meeting the wife from there and starting that family? But him being Walter White in hiding. I know they couldn't, but that would be just, that would be the craziest ending ever conceived. I mean, literally everybody would shit bricks at all at once. I don't know, that's just maybe the fanboy in me saying, but yeah.
Yeah. So, there's a lot of things that have been going on since we've been gone, so I'm just going to touch briefly on each one of them. You guys give me your thoughts as far as what you think, and then from there we can call shenanigans and go from there. So, Cousin Terrio.
The homie.
Cousin Terrio. My only question, and I don't want to be a downer or anything, but where are his parents?
You're a downer.
Okay. So, my thing is this. Just watching the videos, I did laugh, and I didn't want to take it too seriously. But I'm serious. I'm asking seriously. Is he autistic?
Why are they so bad?
That too, but, you know. Is he autistic? Tail skins. Tail skins.
I have one question on Cousin Terrio. His first video, the classic, where is he shooting? Where's the basket? Where? Like, he just throws the ball, and they have to be in the middle of the street. There's no hoop in the middle of the street, or they're in the cul-de-sac. Who knows? But where is that ball? We should make up some vines just for that, because I'm lost for words. Where was he shooting? And what compelled him to turn and just start doing the ooh? Oh, did you guys see the vine where the one dude walks up to another, like, fat, obese kid, like, at the ice cream truck?
Wow.
You say, you ooh? You ain't ooh?
And the crazy thing is, I haven't had internet or cable for like the last month. So like, in the last month or two, Vine and Instagram video is really taking off. It's really quite the phenomenon.
Yep.
And people thought that with Instagram video that Vine was going to be phased out, but Vine seems to be more popular than ever.
I'm serious. Like, I don't know who he is, but I've never seen a ratchet Vine, and people like, someone posted a video white girl.
The hood rat's done infiltrated Vine, so it's gonna be whack now. Just like Russell, just like Angry Birds.
Vine ain't dying though.
Words with friends. Wait, what are you trying to say? Oh gosh.
Oh, you're talking about textgrams? Instagrams? You could tell, well, yeah. A thousand likes.
Fake art people. That is kind of true. People take a picture of the sky, like, you know, improving my portfolio.
Yeah.
Like,
look at these cumulus, dog. These cumulus finna cumulus.
Yeah, for me, it's because people are so
Well,
can we talk about Selfie Awareness Month since we are in August?
Well, actually, July was Selfie.
It was?
Selfie Addiction Awareness Month. And, yeah. Well, so, hi, Brie. it's not you specifically. It's not you specifically. It's just this. I don't know. I was following somebody on Instagram, and literally, it would every 5 minutes, it was a different pose.
Yeah.
Like a life changing Bible verse. And I'm just like, come on, man. Like, for real? So, that's why I came up with Selfie Addiction Awareness, because, yeah. Some people take it too far. Like, I know Instagram is like a temple of vanity for a lot of people.
Let's just change the name to Vainstagram.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty much a sanctity of vanity. But when your vanity goes overboard, it becomes an addiction. And here's my thing. This is what determines selfie awareness or selfie addiction. If four out of six photos of your Instagram are selfies, you may suffer from selfie addiction.
And we're here to help.
If you're talking about turning up in a club bathroom and you take a selfie with your friend, you may have selfie addiction.
Yes, yes. Ooh. Slim J. Him J, Slim J, Fade Away Perfect, yeah. Turn it up on a sink, man, because they got to turn it up somehow.
My favorite is the gym flow pics where they take, like, do a peace sign and a duck face and talk about gym flow, and they're in their workout clothes.
And it,
no, you know what, Bree? I give you props because you're working. You're working out. You're working. I'm not. You would never hear anything like that from me.
I'm not giving you props. So.
That's purposely why I've refused to do that myself because of that. Don't go to the gym out here then.
You said Mr.?
Oh, is that the dude who had like every single picture was a selfie?
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, be careful. People that comment on Instagram are like on celebrity Instagrams. They're like the bona fides of society. That's like worse than YouTube comments.
Wait a minute.
You know what I'm talking about? The people who comment on. Seriously. It's pathetic. Anyways, So, I guess. Wow.
Yeah, see, I get flack from selfies sometimes. I mean, when I first joined, but I have a good reason to because of my, you know, metamorphosis. Dude, I've been smiling. My smile to non-smile ratio is off the charts right now, so I don't want to hear it from anybody else ever again. That's right.
I didn't know this was a thing until today. I never heard of the big five. Like, I'm from when I was talking about big five on back then, but I just thought that was like a generalization we made up.
I never heard of that either.
Me either.
Huh. Oh, a big fine. I thought you just said stuff that Ron Artest gets every week.
Yeah, I thought you were Roger Goodell. Oh, you don't watch sports.
Oh. Oh, so you don't watch sports.
Hey, wait, time out, time out.
Oh, that's right. Hail to the Redskins.
That's right. So, speaking of the football, Riley Cooper.
I'm about to fight.
Hey, all I gotta say is, run a hand route down the middle.
In route.
All I gotta say is, that's probably gonna play
the game. I just like that he had, like, you know, he shot, got a 2013 Ted Nugent Fall Collection, rocking.
So, yeah, Riley Cooper, he's from Central Florida. If you guys know anything about Central Florida, it's probably...
Florida's having the worst year ever.
The Tyrese of the United States.
Oh, man, they really took the baton from my state gloriously. So I thank you, Florida.
Thank you, Florida. Bless. Yeah, it's different, very different.
It's different, yeah, it's different.
So so Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football. So you guys saw how the NCAA, I guess, they're not going to sell jerseys anymore.
So I got to give big props to Jay Phillips for making this happen, because he moved on the NCAA because they were selling jerseys, and they were selling Texas A&M jerseys that said football on the back and had number 2.
Oh.
Manziel made, with the help of the football team, of course, they generated $37 million within the last year off of Johnny Football. $37 million. Yeah. Right. They weren't supposed to show out, so.
Sorry, milk alert. Sorry, we're live on location, and I just had to say that.
A milk alert?
Milk alert.
Milk alert, okay, yeah. Okay. Okay, Fruitvale Station. Who's seen the movie?
I haven't seen it. Am I the only one who's seen it?
Alright, yep.
Okay, obviously you guys know the story. It's a true story. Back in 2009, New Year's Day. It shook me, not just because of the ending, but one, it happened on my birthday, and his mom has the same birthday on New Year's Eve. Two, I've been arrested by the cops for similar reasons, for not doing anything wrong. And three, I've been in critical condition after massive blood loss and having my family waiting just like that. So, albeit I've never been shot, I've been close, very, very, very close to the end, similar to how Oscar was, but obviously I got lucky and he wasn't. So that really shook me up, just having those three things, so I really related to that. But just to see that, one, Ryan Coogler's 27 years old. This really reminds me, not really compared to Spike, but really more compared to John Singleton, because this is how John Singleton was when he first dropped Boys in the Hood back in 91. Obviously, Michael B. Jordan, you know, Wallace, he's phenomenal. I mean, it'd be a travesty if he didn't get an Oscar nod. Who knows what the rest of the year brings as far as his performances goes, but he's the best one I've seen so far. Just the controlled rage that he has and just the calmness. You know, it doesn't paint Oscar Grant in a pretty picture. It's realistic. It's a day in the life of what he was going through. And, I mean, it's just a fantastic film. It only costs like $900,000 to make. It's already made close to 15.
Yeah.
So it made 4 times its budget back opening weekend. So I loved it. It deserves all the praise it gets. It's must see for everyone. So go out.
Yeah, the timing of the movie is impeccable right now. With, you know. I think shout-outs to Alessandro the Great on Twitter. He says that 2013 is the year of the accidental racist. And I think that's totally accurate. So I think the timing of this movie is impeccable. I think that's, you know, I'm pretty sure it wasn't planned for it to come out right after the Chamber of Murder. It's been the worst for a few years, but, you know, I think the timing is impeccable. And, you know, it's getting critical acclaim, so, you know, we'll see where it goes from here. So, all right, that's all the topics I had. So let's go ahead and call Shenanigans. Who wants to go first?
Yes, you can.
Go.
He's not on hair steroids.
Not anymore.
But that Biogenesis, though?
The Biogenesis, though. The A-Rod. You know what I'm saying?
He on that brawn, bruh.
Shouts out to Hollywood Trey. He's playing a hangout, a Houston hangout, a Houston cookout, and we all got to meet. I think, Bree, did you get a chance to meet Hollywood Trey?
I didn't get a chance to meet Hollywood. Yeah. I apologize if I didn't meet him.
Yeah, that's a cool dude. So you gotta support him. It's supposed to happen.
Wait, was he out there that night?
He came at the end as we were leaving. He came at the end. Yeah, that's Hollywood Trey. So shouts out. Yeah, we were all leaving, so yeah, shouts out to Hollywood Trey. But anyways, go ahead. What was your shenanigan? You know what that is, right? It right now, now because you know Twitter is you know at all time high right now. Everybody follows everybody, and even if you don't follow the people that cause all the drama, it's retweeting your timeline, so you hear about it whether you follow those people or not. So I think it's just a situation where everybody follows everybody, and the filters as far as you know what you can filter in your timeline is not as very limited compared to what it was 2 years ago. So.
And the people you talk, and it's
So that's a good. I call shenanigan right there by Miss Bree. Not you want to go next?
What do I want to call shenanigans on? There's so many shenanigan-y worthy things in which shenanigans can or cannot be called upon. Since we're here, can I call shenanigans on the Arizona State campus? Just because I was walking around this thing for about an hour. One, it's dark as hell, so it's like a rapist's paradise. There's like no lights anywhere. Seriously, it's like a horror movie out here.
Yes.
And there's maybe one campus directory per mile. I mean, it's absolutely atrocious. Say what? Yeah, so, I mean, I'm going to have to go home and take a shower and maybe take a plunger to the mouth like Ace Ventura did after he found out Finkel was Einhorn, because, no. That was the first time I really walked on ASU's campus since I've lived here, and that's going on 31 years. I mean, we're Wildcats, so, I mean, I just felt completely out of place. I didn't even want to talk to the girls walking around. I was just too embarrassed that I was walking around there.
Imagine Fantasia writing a book report for Dr. Cornel West. That's how Arizona State's campus is like. Okay. One day.
And I'll talk just like Yoda the entire time.
So, all right, Leo, you got shenanigans you want to call? This is going to be an interesting one. I want to call shenanigans on Black soul and R&B singers. Because 2013 is the year of the accidental racist, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, white soul singers, they've been running a monopoly on soul music lately between Justin Timberlake, Robin Thicke, Mary Popcorn, Alan Stone, James Blake. I mean, there's so many, you know, those guys that are doing it. I mean, they're doing it, you know, they're doing an amazing job as far as, you know, putting out popular soul music and R&B music. And I can't name right now a black counterpart that is doing it on the same level or has the same type of approach to it. So I want to call shenanigans on black R&B and soul singers like Usher and all the other ones that are going pop and shit.
Me, EDM.
Right.
Someone's lying to them. Somebody's lying to Usher saying that EDM is the route to go.
Right. It's not, bro. Sorry, man. And his album was dope, too. And also, I want to call shenanigans on Don Lemon. I want to call shenanigans on Don Lemon, CNN anchor, who was trying to, I guess he agreed with Bill O'Reilly, which is not my issue. But I guess he went on a diatribe as far as trying to what black people need to do and what black people need to, you know, improve on and stuff. And here's the thing, man. Black people, we're not monolithic. We're not all the same. We come from different walks of life, different backgrounds. And for you, I guess somebody of your ilk, somebody who has a platform like that to, I guess, categorize or group black people into one category as if all teenagers are walking around with their pants sagging down, or as if we're all going to jail. It's you're just feeding to the fodder that you just really create more of a divide, and you're ending the dialogue between groups and different backgrounds where we can use an opportunity to, you know, understand each other's walks. Because I think what we found out with the Trayvon Martin situation and beyond that is that, you know, there's discourse that needs to be had in order for both sides to really understand why we react differently to these type of things. And when you make, you know, dense comments like what black people need to do, it just ends the conversation and it just puts most of us in a, it kind of profiles us in a way where we're not able to express dialogue based on our own backgrounds and merit. We have to answer to what you said about us. So, Clown Shenanigans on Down Lemon. That was long, I'm sorry. Edges, Beyonce, yes. Edges. Hashtag, thank you, Miley. Twerk, Miley, Miley, twerk. So, you did?
Wow. How was that concert? I bet. Oh, I got one more preemptive shenanigans. Can I call shenanigans on... Oh, sorry.
Thank you, Miley. Yes.
On who?
Jeff.
Oh, Jose Bautista?
Same here.
Up chose the boogie.
Yeah, I saw that. We're calling shenanigans on you, Jeff. If you want to rebut or if you want to come back at us, come back on the podcast and you can defend your name. But
Parker Chosey?
Yeah.
There's like three pictures.
Jose Canseco?
I say cook, but I mean just I'd live it, you know. I'd you know.
Who's this? Oh yeah, I met her too. Wonderful person, very genuine. Very genuine. That's just something. Cool. Yep.
Oh man, yeah. Let me tell you.
Yeah,
okay, all right. What, Leo? When is homecoming?
So I can...
November 7th.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that weekend has to happen in a major, major, major way.
Yes, it will. It will. And I will definitely do that.
No, yes, you can.
you'll just be surrounded by milk.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Mexamilk? Or leche? Leche, as the people call it around here. No, it's rice-flavored milk. Wow, who was this person?
I don't know if he was coming that name, but I was in this way. Now I just didn't care why I was that quite hard. But I wasn't in
that name. Wow, so see, people still want to hear us.
Oh, yeah, I get requests weekly. I went on another podcast, and they were talking more about the podcast than my own music. And I was like, wow. Okay, I'll take that as a song. So, brain on the back. Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow, streets are calling for it.
Well, I mean, we're going to try to be back.
Let's give them what they want, Lee.
All right, I've been in transition. Fuck the people. I've been in transition, so Hopefully after this weekend, I'll be settled. I'll have internet and I'll have times and, you know, dedicate to it. That's the only issue. It's just I've been in transition. So,
yeah.
All right. We'll try to make this a weekly thing. Shouts out to Sididi. Hopefully she'll join us on the next podcast. And we're not going to shout out Jeff. No. he's got to come here and defend his name.
Shout out to the two girls that just walked in here. Sorry. I'm focused. Actually, there's some horchata possibly. Oh, we got to get Trey on here because he just started doing some open mic stuff. Shout out to Trey, Tarico Hairline. He's starting his stand-up comic beat out here, and I'm actually going to go see him at the end of the month out at the Tempe Improv or Scottsdale Stand-Up.
I'll go see him too.
Yeah, so he's doing that, and we'll get him on the podcast. I know he's been wanting to get on, and it'll be fun to get his ass on.
Yeah, we have him twice.
Who?
Sarone, Russell.
Oh, yeah. Man, that would be great to get all of them out here.
Yeah, get to decide the comments. Give Dell, Sarone, all them cats. That would be cool. So, anyways, we got to get out of here. People in Starbucks are looking at us crazy.
Talk about what?
Classics.
Oh, that's right. This podcast is already classic, and ain't nobody heard it yet. It's already classic. It's pre-classic. I think Jay started the whole pre-classic thing.
Pre-classic.
Yeah. Oh, can I call shenanigans on dropping the hyphen? Oh, I got one quick shenanigan. I'm going to call shenanigans on Jay-Z dropping the hyphen. Why?
What are you, Seal?
Yeah, seriously. You Seal? Are you Prince?
We love it.
I mean, no. How are we supposed to enunciate without the hyphen? You just jizz? And that sounds like something else completely different and nasty. So, no.
Oh, wow.
Every time I see Jay-Z, I swear to God, in my head, I'm saying, where is Jazzo right now?
Uh-oh. Apparently, there's a picture of him and Dame Dash kicking it, of like, within the last week.
I saw Dame Dash in New York.
I don't want to live in a world where my child did not witness the greatness of Dame Dashing.
Oh, man. The Big Pimpin' video should be shown in schools. It is.
Historical landmark.
Yes.
So, anyways, we got to get out of here. People in Starbucks are looking at us weird. So, thank you for tuning in to I Call Shenanigans. We will be back hopefully next week, okay? You guys take it easy. Thank you for listening. Spread the word. We're back.
We back, baby.
See what you made me do? The old Jews and old rules, new blacks with new stacks, I already been the king, retroact, I'm just bringing it back like Jordan Packs, new money, they looking down on me, blue bloods, they trying to clown on me, you can turn up your nose, high society, never gonna turn down the homie, knock, knock, I'm at your neighbor house, straight cash, I bought your neighbor out, you should come to the house for me. Come and see what your new neighbor bought. Yellow Lambo in the driveway. 135, I'm on the highway. French Sinatra on my soul, no. Loud as fuck, I did it my way. Me and Soul before the album drop. White Lexus before I had a deal. X-Bun B, you bout me. The sandal snap back, a nigga been trill. By the way, fuck your man. You ain't got a count in my nigga, I can act. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 20 million. Oh, I'm so good at math. Might crash your internet. And I ain't even into that. When I was talking Instagram, last thing you wanted was your picture snap. Fed still lurking. They see I'm still putting work in. Cause somewhere in America, Miley Cyrus is still twerking. Twerk, Miley, twerk. Twerk, Miley, Miley. Molly twerk. Twerk. Yeah. Uh-huh. Twerk.
Molly, Molly, Molly.
Yeah.